This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We talk about Wall Street often enough on this program. From afar, mostly, tracking the ups and the downs, the comings and the goings. But for the past 23 years, there's been an up-close observer right nearby, day and night, weekends and holidays. It's the Charging Bull of Wall Street, the 7,000-pound bronze sculpture that sits just a couple of blocks south of the New York Stock Exchange. His story is told in a new short film by Mark Nicholas. Mark, it's really good to have you here.
Thank you, Kai.
I'm embarrassed to say that I did not know until I watched your film that this bull only has been there since 1989.
Right. And he's still just a temporary installation. I think there's a city ordinance that says you can't have a private work of art that is on public property for more than a year. And I think they've just turned a blind eye to that rule. But yeah, he's only been there since 89. And he sits right there on Lower Broadway on the Canyon of Heroes. So I thought, you know, imagine his life. I thought, you know, could somebody do a short film about him from his point of view?
Not to personify this bull too much, but he's kind of annoyed that he became sort of the symbol of all that is wrong and evil with Wall Street. You have him talking about this at one point.
I was born as a defiant act of self-expression against government, and Wall Street had no use for me back then. They had me carted off.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to not make it sort of like taking sides politically, but I did think by personifying him, it is sort of ironic that, you know, given that he was put on a truck and carted off to a warehouse in Queens at the beginning of his life, that he's now the target of protesters. And I thought that there would be this sort of sense of, you know, the sort of incredulous sense of how is this happening to me? How am I penned in? And the fact that the Occupy protests actually began in Vancouver, Canada. And so I think, like, from his point of view as a New Yorker, there's this sense of, you know, how could you target me? I began as a work of art, and who's Canada to be lecturing us about protesting government?
I love the way you refer to this 7,000-pound bronze sculpture as an actual person. I think that's actually great.
Thank you.
This bull just showed up in the middle of the night. It was a gift from the sculptor.
Yeah, it was. He spent several hundred thousand dollars of his own money to make it. And he and some friends decided that they were going to drop it off under a Christmas tree right near Wall Street, right near the Stock Exchange. It was a gift to the U.S. It wasn't a gift to Wall Street. It was a gift to all of the country for its strength and for all that it's done. And in the morning, when the Wall Street folks got to work, they wanted it gone. I mean, they called NYPD and asked that it be taken away. Which is sort of the great irony here is Wall Street had no use for him back then.
This thing has seen all kinds of history go by it. He's right there in the Canyon of Heroes, ticker tape parades. My favorite part, of course, is where he's talking about all the champions he's seen go by, the Yankees.
Since then, the Yankees have come by five times, the Giants twice, and even the Rangers, shockingly.
And the fascinating thing about the bull is how history intersects him on so many levels, from the tragedy of 9/11 to the Occupy protests to all the celebrations of the ticker tape parades to now sort of the rebirth of Lower Manhattan. And this guy has been there through the whole thing, and I think it's remarkable.
Mark Nicholas, his film about the Wall Street Bull is called My Life in the Canyon of Heroes. It's one of 24 finalists in a Smithsonian contest for short films. It's called In Motion. Mark, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Kai.
The winner will be announced Monday, by the way, in that contest. You can watch the movie The Charging Bull of Wall Street on our website, marketplace.org.